Wow, what a great day. Howdy.
Howdy.
My name is Jason Jennings, and it's my honor and pleasure to serve as a CEO for the Scott and White College Station Hospital, as well as the Chief Operating Officer for the clinics in the College Station region. I want to thank each of you for coming and for your support for today. Today, when my wife and I were riding out here, I asked my wife, who's really my compass, any advice, and she said, just make it short and quick. You and Dr. Raven are standing in the way of eating some good Texas barbecue, so we promise to keep it short and sweet. Today's an exciting day for Scott and White and the community of the Brazos Valley. Just the other day, one of my daughters asked me, was it too early to start her Christmas list for the next Christmas in 2012? Although it feels like yesterday we just got done celebrating Christmas, and yet all the new toys have not been played with, the new clothes have not been worn, and probably many of you today probably have a gift card in your pocket that has not been redeemed, Christmas 2012 will be here before you know it. Likewise, it does not feel that 11 months ago we were standing here breaking ground on this great project, and it will not be long until we open the doors of the state-of-the-art hospital and provide care to our first patient. It is truly amazing how fast time goes by. Just look around at the amazing progress and the massive structure that has been erected in this amount of time. But today is a day that we celebrate our topping out ceremony, indicating a significant milestone in the project and that the last piece of steel will go in this hospital. But most of all, today is a day that we recognize a team that's made this project possible. This project would not be made possible without the hard work of many people and organizations, including our engineers, architects, all the subcontractors, and the number of workers who will increase to over 400 as this project progresses. We owe a huge thank you to Jacobs Engineering, Kitchell Contractors, Adams, Scott Lyles, our Vice President of Design and Construction with our Scott and White team, and Scott's entire team. I'd like to give credit to many who coordinated today's event, and those who planned the weather, I'd like to extra give credit to. I'd also like to give credit to Lindsay Joy, our Director of Marketing, for coordinating today's event. There's not a week that does not go by that somebody in the community doesn't stop me and comment on the awesome progress that this project is making each and every day. I want to thank again all the hard work of the team represented here today, and I want to thank my wife, Jennifer, for her continued support, and she's in attendance. To all our guests, thank you for taking time to come out and celebrate this milestone with us. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Dr. William Raeburn, our Chief Medical Officer for the College Station region. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Guys, what a great job y'all have done. Your leader, Chris, I came out here one day and asked Chris to give me a tour. And gave me a tour. I'll never forget it. My neck is still hurting. And the amount of pride that Chris spoke about each and every one of you and how important safety was to you was very meaningful to me. I told Chris when he was driving me around that, I was on a tight schedule, and he looked at me and said, "How come?" And I said, "Because I'm a physician." And he said, "Oh, don't worry about that. When I was a physician, I was like that too." So, you guys are a wonderful group of professionals. Look what you've accomplished. Nobody's been hurt. The amount of pride that I see on this site is amazing. I come out here at times when you're not here, and I see everything organized. I see everything where it's supposed to be. I see an extremely safe environment. Think what you're doing here. You're saving lives. You're treating the ill. And for that, I want to thank you for your professionalism and what you've done. What I'd like to do in just a moment is invite the members of our executive committee up here. And symbolically, we're going to sign this beam over there. And then we're going to take a picture. Then we're going to raise the beam. And then we're going to eat some barbecue. This project is an example of the synergy of people working together. And I'm not talking about us physicians. I'm talking about each one of you that actually know what your job is and know what you need to do. I consider it a privilege to have worked with all the contractors, Scott Lyles and his design crew, And we've still got a long way to go, but the job you've done thus far has been fantastic. The community is watching. We appreciate each and every one of you and look forward to working with you over the next few months. And when you happen to come to Aggieland in a few years, if you need a gynecologist, I'm your guy. And then lastly, I now have newfound respect for Purdue University. Who would have thought that we would have a storage building out here with a Purdue flag, Purdue Boilermaker flag hanging over it? Yeah. Well, Chris, I just want you to know that we are proud to have the Boilermaker flag here and the second best chemical civil engineering program in the country. And with that, I want to thank all of you for being here. I'd like to introduce our mayor, Nancy Berry. Would you like to make a few comments?
Thanks, Bill. It's a great day here in College Station and fabulous to see everybody out. It just seems like last week I was out here turning dirt for groundbreaking. We're excited to have the new hospital and looking forward to its opening. This is going to be not only an anchor for our medical corridor, it's going to mean that we are going to have superior health care in this community for our patients. They are not going to have to go to Temple. They're not going to have to go to Houston. They're going to be able to find the specialist and subspecialist right here. And I think that just is not only it's a boon for our economy, but most importantly, it's the benefit to all of our citizens to have such superior health care going to be available. And I welcome you again and look forward to when the doors are open and we can go in. But I think it was Dr. Jennings said, I'm in the way of barbecue, so I'm going to stop and say thank you very much and welcome again.